Today I have an announcement for everybody that is listening to this podcast and especially is interested in improving his or her skills in terms of leadership, in terms of influencing. I'm talking quite a lot in this podcast about it, and I'm really passionate about it because I've experienced firsthand in my own career and in lots of other careers how investing in this skill and then applying these skills has helped me to have a much more successful and much more motivating and much more satisfying career. So if you want to improve your leadership skills as well, then I have an offer for you. We are now enrolling again into the Effective Statistician Leadership Program. We designed this program, so we, as Gary and I, designed this program for statisticians to strengthen your leadership skills. This will help you to maximize your impact at work. And it also helps you if you have no direct reports. It's really about cross-functional leadership skills. The Effective Statistician Leadership Program is a modular program. It contains self-learning parts and, if you want, also moderated small group discussions. We have specifically designed this for statisticians. And there's a lot of examples from the pharmaceutical industry, of course, but the concepts will also apply outside of the pharmaceutical industry. It really aims at all levels of statisticians, and we had all different levels of statisticians. We had people that were very, very early in their careers. And we recommend that if you have started your first job in the industry, let's say at least 1.5 years ago, then this is really good for you. We had pretty senior people in this program as well, and we got a lot of really, really positive feedback from them. So one of them, for example, is Richard Zink. Yeah, you can check on the homepage, theeffectivestatistician.com, what he, without us asking for it, wrote on LinkedIn about it. And that is really, really good. There's also a lot of other quotes from people that speak about the experience that they have in the Effective Statistician Leadership Program. So there's, for example, one participant who said, the program really helped me to demystify and break down what leadership is. Or another one that says, the number one thing that was most helpful is that the structure of the program has helped me to go through the aspects of leadership and evaluate them one step at a time. That speaks to the framework that we are talking here about leadership. Our framework gives you really all the different aspects about leadership because there's actually quite a lot of them. And of course, there's a lot of leadership trainings that go into specific parts of that. For example, presentation or negotiation. And we put all these different parts of leadership into this framework. And that helps you to identify what is the basis, for example, for leadership, which is communication, and what you then need to learn about all the others. And when something goes wrong, you can then identify much better what went wrong and then adjust accordingly. We also give you a good model for how you can improve your leadership skills, because it's not sufficient to just, let's say, read a book or listen to this podcast. That helps, of course, but it's not sufficient. There's a couple of other things that you need to do, and actually you can do on a continuous basis, on a daily basis, to learn about your leadership skills. And in this program, we will teach you how to do this. Now, this program has basically three different parts in it. The first is we have videos for self-learning, so at your own time. So it's really great for people all around the world. Initially, we had it in the live format, and of course, that meant that you needed to organize your calendar to be available at a specific time. Now it's self-paced learning, and we have about 13 hours of content. Now, 13 hours of content sounds really, really a lot, but the program is there to be actually consumed about something like 5 months. So if you think about 5 months, then it's about, you know, maybe an hour per week or less that you need to invest in it. Okay, the second part that we have in the program are assignments. These assignments will help you to apply what you have learned through an exercise or in your day-to-day job. And these applications and then reflecting about it will help you to much better understand the concepts, to see how it really applies in your day-to-day situations. The third part of the program consists of what we call masterminds. And the masterminds are really, really cool part of it. In these masterminds, we create small groups of about 10 people each, and Gary will walk with these groups through the program and will review what you have learned, discuss about your experiences, and then you can learn from your peers as well as talking about your own experiences and reflecting on them, what real leadership is and how to become better at it. And you will learn all the different steps to become a better leader. So this is, of course, something that is a premium access. Yeah, so the masterminds take a lot of time, and therefore we only have 30 slots available for these. Taking just the online recording and the assignments, doing it yourself, is, of course, you know, there's much more slots available for that. That's no problem. But for the mastermind, there's only 30 slots available. And I guess when you listen to this, we have already started with a promotion, and these slots will actually fill up quite fast. So head over to theeffectivestatistician.com and check out the Effective Statistician Leadership Program. It's directly in the menu at the start. You can't really miss it and sign up for it. Now you'll probably need to convince your supervisor about why your supervisor, your company, should support you attending this program. And we have been thinking about this. I had these discussions quite a lot, and Gary as well. And Gary has been, you know, a supervisor for a very, very long time, who were approached by people about, I want to do this program, or I want to do this course, and I want to spend money here in terms of my development. And he knows what makes a supervisor approve these things. And so he has put down a couple of good arguments that you can use with your supervisor and why he should approve this spending. Of course, we also had students that paid it out of their own pockets because they saw it as something that is really, really helpful for their career, irrespective of whether the company pays for it. But if your company pays for it, that's even better. Now, what is the price of this? You can actually purchase it just, you know, without the masterminds, then it's 449 euros, which is about more or less the same in dollars, a little bit less and a little bit more in dollars. Or you can have the all the three modules that we are offering together with the masterminds, then it's €699. I think that is really the best value for money, and I would highly recommend to go with the masterminds. If you want to just try it out and just buy the first module, yeah, then you can have the first module for €179 and later purchase also the other two modules, so modules 2 and 3 for €349. But I'd really recommend you going to the one with the masterminds. I think that is really the best value for money. If you are a supervisor and you're listening to this and you want to enroll more than 10 participants, and we had a couple of companies that enrolled lots more, then just contact me. You can find the email on the homepage and then we can set up something specific for you. If you have any questions, yeah, reach out to me and write at alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com. I'm happy to help you to answer any questions, or contact me via LinkedIn, yeah, and if you have any questions about it. We have now more than 100 students that went through this program, and we received a lot of really, really good feedback. Just recently, I had a supervisor that enrolled quite a lot of students into this program, and we had a very good discussion with him, and he was very, very enthusiastic about the feedback from the participants. Or I spent some time with a company, actually a CRO, that enrolled a large proportion of their statisticians and their senior programmers in this program. And they absolutely loved it. And they actually did it without the masterminds, but they organized it, the masterminds basically themselves within the company. That's of course also possible. Yeah. So if you have a good moderator or someone that is already very, very good in leadership skills, that's maybe an option. Yeah. That you do it completely for yourself. Yeah. And go through it as a group. Touch base with me and we can enroll a bigger group at once. That also makes it easier. And there is also a special bonus if you enroll more than 10 participants. Okay, so that's it. Head over to theeffectivestatistician.com to learn more about this program. There's also frequently asked questions and all kind of other things that I don't want to mention here on the podcast. More quotes and all the details about the program, but I'm sure it will help you. Invest in yourself. I wouldn't talk about it if I wouldn't be really convinced about this program. Gary spent years, actually a decade, working on these. And he is really proud about this program because it encompasses all the learnings that he had over this decade of teaching about leadership to statisticians. And you can benefit from it. So, head over and register now, or talk to your supervisor to get approval. You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today, we are talking about 6 steps to prepare before you want to convince your business partner. And now stay tuned for the music. Today's episode is all about convincing, influencing, selling your ideas, making sure that others act on your ideas. And this is also something that we speak about in our training program, the Effective Statistician Leadership Program. Gary and myself developed this a couple of years ago because we saw that there's a huge gap in terms of statisticians that need to learn about influencing skills. There's lots of short courses, maybe a session at the conference, or you know, webinars and things like that. But there's nothing that is comprehensive and that is targeted toward statisticians. So this program takes about 5 months to go through it. If you invest about 1 to 2 hours per week, will help you to understand a framework on leadership so that you can put all these different learnings, including the episode today, into this framework, and so that you understand what's going wrong, what's going right, what is that person doing well, what am I doing already very good, and where do I need to learn more, where do I need to focus more. So this program is only still on for enrollment up to 26th of March. So if you want to enroll, check out the effectivestatistician.com, and there you'll learn about all the other parts of the program. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the ever-growing video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, which is the main thing PSI is doing at the moment, and much, much more. Visit the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today. When was the last time that you had a great idea? You wanted it to move forward, but you needed buy-in from someone. Maybe it was a scientist you're working with, someone in marketing. Maybe it was your supervisor you needed to convince, or maybe it was a colleague that you wanted to convince. If we have great ideas, we very often need to act on these. We need to move things forward, and we need to convince people. So in order to convince someone, before you go into this discussion, here are 6 steps today which you should go through to make sure you have well prepared. So first thing, believe in yourself. You have a lot of experience, you have a lot of education, you have a lot of things that help you become prepared for this situation. Believe in yourself. Build your trust. Yeah, do you need to show this kind of experience, your intent, your education to the person that you need to talk to? If it's your supervisor, probably not. Yeah, but if it's a new colleague, if it's someone in a different function that doesn't know you so much, think about how you can make sure that they understand where you're coming from, to understand that you actually have the credibility. Second thing, what's the problem? What is exactly the problem? Can you define it in such a way that the business partner understands it, that your supervisor understands it? The best thing is if you can tell a story about it, if you can show kind of why it's important, if you can show what the impact it is, if you can evoke emotions in the other part. So that is really important. If you give a presentation for your partner, or maybe you know a couple of different people, then I'll strongly suggest you go to the Effective Statistician homepage and look for the webinar about presentation skills that we gave in February of 2021. There's lots of really great helps in terms of improving your presentation skills. And that speaks all to exactly these points. The next step, so step number 3, is identify what's in it for them. Why should they care? What do they get out of it? Will they have shorter timelines? Or are they more concerned about the budget? Yeah, so will they save money? Or maybe it's something in terms of peer recognition. I worked with lots of different people in the past, and I worked, for example, with project managers. They were only about timelines and budget. They didn't care about the scientific quality and things like that. Then I had others I worked with who were really into this innovation thing. They wanted to do something cool. They wanted to show to their colleagues, here, I can publish really cool stuff. My projects are those with these innovative aspects in it. If you have such a person to work with, you know, then that's maybe the right point. Yeah, if they can say, "Ah, my project uses machine learning," yeah, and we all understand what that means, yeah. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have the most complex statistical algorithm. You know, if it's a little bit of logistic regression with a couple of other things, that's already machine learning. Yeah. So think about how you can sell it for your business partner. If you have something that, you know, in terms of timelines, budgets, these kind of quantifiable pieces, quantify it. Don't just say it will be faster. How much faster? A day? A week? A month? What's the range? Can you provide something? Yeah? And maybe you can kind of can't do it completely precise. Yeah, we, you know, technical, logical people, we always want to be, you know, really confident that our numbers are absolutely correct. Well, you can't be in this case, and that's completely fine. The other side understands that if you say it's probably around 2 weeks, they understand that's a guesstimate, that it's not, you know, that they don't come back to you, it wasn't 2 weeks, it was only 13 days. Yeah, then that's fine, but help them to understand, you know, what is the range that we are talking about. I was recently in a discussion where we wanted to set up some, you know, rough plans in terms of timelines. And the other side wasn't able to tell me, you know, is it weeks? Is it days? Is it months? What are we talking about? Yeah. And we couldn't set up a timeline because they weren't able to tell me, you know, where are we? Yeah. Do I need to work on it now? Do I need to work on it in 2 weeks? Do I need to work on it in 6 months? I have no clue. Don't let your business partner feel that way. Give them a guesstimate that is better than nothing. Fourth step. Think about possible objections from the other side and address them up front. Last time you talked to your supervisor, you talked to this colleague, you talked to this scientist, what were their objections? Did they say, we don't have time for this, or we don't have money for this, or that's too complex, or what were the objections? And think about these up front and address them head on. Yeah? Think, it might look complex first, but it will be really easy. It won't take a lot of time. We can implement this really fast. So you show that you understand your audience, and you actually need to understand your audience. You know, that is really, really important, you know. Understand who you are talking to, what are their goals, what are their problems, what are their constraints, you know. Is their supervisor, you know, maybe a constraint? Are they measured on something specifically? Understand that. And then show that you care for them. Yeah, that you appreciate that they have constraints in terms of money, time, whatsoever. Yeah, or that they're measured on certain things, and that you will take this into account. And if you do that, that helps to build a connection, that helps to see the problem from their perspective, and that will help them to buy into things. Because then they see, you care about them, you want to support them. That is really important. That's one of the three important things that underlie trust. Yeah, that you care for them. The other thing is about credibility that we talked before. And then last thing, step number six, provide a call to action. Be clear on what you want them to do. What do they need to decide? Even if you talk to the CEO of your company, they will appreciate if you let them know what are the next steps for them. I've been in so many presentations where at the end of the story, people were kind of clueless. And now? What's happening now? What do you want me to do? And don't, you know, leave people alone. Always provide a call to action at the end. Do you want them to say, yes, approved, move forward? Do you want them to send an email to someone to say, I think, yeah, my colleague had a really, really great idea. Think we should move forward with that? Do you want them to approve budget? Do you want them to put it on the agenda for the next week's team call? What are the next steps? Be really clear about what are your goals. If you have all these things together, and of course, you know, it's not a step-by-step process. It's probably that, you know, you move from step one to two, back to one, then to three, then to four, then maybe back to three. So, you know, but have these different things in mind. First, believe in yourself. Understand what is really the problem. Tell a story about it. Evoke emotions. Think about what's in it for your business partner and quantify that as much as possible. Think about what are their possible objections. And finally, provide a call to action. If you think about this package, you will have much higher chances to convince your partner. So don't just go into the meeting or the one-to-one or, you know, without, you know, being prepared. Then you'll struggle, then you're not that confident as you are, you don't have all the different things lined up. Yeah, think about it, you go into this communication, it's a game, yeah? And the better you have prepared for your game, if you have your game plan ready, then you're in a much better position. And it's much easier to convince your supervisor, your peer, your colleague that you work with. If you like that, then please let me know and share this with others. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain, who helps with the show in the background. And thank you for listening. If you want to learn more about the Effective Statistician Leadership Program that I talked about in the intro, then head over to theeffectivestatistician.com and there you'll find all the different information about it. It will help you to learn more about influence and go deeper in terms of the podcast episode that you just listened to. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.